I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord, always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your guidance. And I pray this evening you'd use the word of God to challenge our hearts, our minds, and our lives. Lord, may we learn to walk in your peace. May we learn to live in the peace that you provided us with. I pray that you just do that work which only you can do in each and every one of our hearts as believers. I also pray this evening, if there's someone watching or if there's someone in our presence, they don't know the joy of sins forgiven, they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray that this would be the night they come to trust in you. Again, Lord, I just pray in each and every aspect you be glorified. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. One thing we all need in our lives is the peace. The peace of God. It's the peace of God that passes all understanding. It's a peace that we can rely upon, we can trust in, because it is provided by God. It comes from God. We can't find it in our own strength. We can't find it in ourselves. We need to learn to rely upon God. In this passage of Scripture, Paul the Apostle is sitting in a jail cell, and he's writing on how to have the peace of God in our lives. We think of peace, we think of it as something maybe we can only have at certain times. But God has promised us peace even during the most difficult times in our life. He has promised us something that we can only have if we learn to trust in Him, learn to lean upon Him, learn to realize His presence. Learn to realize that God is with you no matter where you go, no matter what you're going through, God is present with you. It's learning to think upon what is true, thinking on what is right. And it's learning to do what God has told us to do in His Word. It's where this peace will come from. Obviously, it's not found in our circumstances, but rather it's found in the God of our circumstances. You will not find peace in every circumstance in your life. When turmoil comes, when wars come, when plagues come, when pestilences come, when things are not going right, it will not seem like a peaceful situation. But you can have peace. You can have peace knowing God is in control. You're not alone. And God is with you. The Lord is at hand. You're not comfortless. God has made us promises in His Word. We as Christians must live in the joy of God's presence. We must live in prayer. We must live in the light of right thinking. And finally, it must be part of our practice. It must be part of our practice. First, if you're taking notes this evening, the joy of God's presence. The joy of God's presence. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The hymn writer wrote, "No, never alone," but yet so many times as Christians we live like we're alone. When we're faced with that circumstance that is beyond our control, being thrown in jail as Paul was, circumstances beyond his control, but yet he says, "The God of peace is with me. I'm not alone. Let your moderation be known unto all men." Be in control of yourself. How do you do that? How do you take control? You trust in the God that is in control. You allow God to work in your heart. Jesus said that he would never leave you and that he would be with you until the end of the world. And he meant it. He meant it. It is truth. Jesus cannot lie. What he tells you is truth. Hebrews chapter 13. Turn there if you would. Hebrews chapter 13. And we'll read in verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible says the following: Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be with content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. In this passage of Scripture, the Bible says, Let your conversation or your lifestyle be without covetousness. Don't desire all the things that this world has to offer. Don't desire those things around you, but with content, be content with such things as you have. Why? Because the Lord has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. God's presence is more than enough in the most difficult times in our life. We'll find and we'll learn that all those things that we think that we need are not much help in the times of need. What we truly need is to realize that God is there with us. That God's presence is there. That Jesus has promised that I'll never leave you, forsake you. The peace that only God can provide you, no one else can give to you, can be found in the most difficult times of life because of his promise. Understanding that he is there with you even at that moment. We need to live like Joseph. We need to live like men in the Bible who learned to trust upon God. Their circumstances were not what controlled their life, but rather they trusted in the God of their circumstances. And they looked at their circumstances as they reflected back and they looked at what God had done. And they said, God meant this for good. God knew what he was doing. They learned to trust in God. What sometimes may seem as evil is what God means for good in your life. To rejoice in the Lord always is to rest in knowing and not feeling his presence. What I mean by that, you can know. It's not about feelings. It's not about emotions. They change. They go up and down like a yo-yo based upon what happens to you. But you can have joy in knowing, to know the truth that God is with you. You can rejoice in the Lord. It doesn't matter how you feel, but you can always rejoice in the Lord. He changes not. He'll always be there. Wherever you are as a Christian, you can live and rejoice in the presence of Jesus. If you're in the jail cell, you can praise the Lord. If you're out there and you're shoveling the driveway after 3 feet of snow falls down on the ground, you can praise the Lord. When you end up in the ditch, and you say, well, what's going to happen next? You can praise the Lord. God's there with you. All these things that seem to come into our life, they're not happy circumstances, but God is still in control. As Christians, this ought to affect how we live. It needs to be our moderation. It needs to be what guides us. As a Christian, we should not look at our life and our circumstances and base our decisions based upon what is going on, but rather we ought to base our decisions upon what does God want me to do? How does God want me to respond in this situation? What is God trying to show me right now? The Bible says in Matthew 5:10 and following, Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You say, what is the point of mentioning this? You can rejoice in knowing God will provide for you. God will take care of you. God knows what you're going through. God will reward you. God is in control. We can rejoice in what God will do. We can rejoice because the Lord's promised to take care of us. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 and following, Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Jesus has all power in heaven and in earth. You know what that tells me? Jesus is in control. Whatever I face, whatever I'm going through, he is still in control. I have joy in knowing I'm not left without hope. I'm not left without comfort. He did not leave me comfortless. He gave me a Holy Spirit. He gave me guidance. He gave me direction. And he says, I am there with you through it all. I'm not going to leave you. Rest in knowing God is in control of your situation. He has brought you to where you're at if you're following him. And he'll help you through it. Not only is there the joy of God's presence, but there's also the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, the Bible says, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God promises his peace that will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus if we practice his presence in prayer. When you're going through those difficult times in life, you understand, you have the joy of knowing God is with you. One of the most important things you can do when faced with circumstances beyond your control is simply bring it to the Lord in prayer. Speak to God. Talk to him. He's real. Through the eyes of faith, and we understand, we don't see him, but I know he's here amidst of us right now. I know that God is with us. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, he says, there am I in the midst of them. Jesus is here right now. When we pray because we know he hears us. He wants to speak to us. He wants to guide us. He wants our eyes to be opened. He wants to show you what you need to see. This simply prayer is, it's simply practicing the truth and knowing that God is listening. God is there to help you. The Bible says in Psalm 55, 16 and following, As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. We can go to the Lord in deliverance in the day of evil. We can trust God in the most difficult times in our life to go to him in prayer, and he'll have the answer for us. He'll work in our midst. When we pray, it moves the hand of God. It changes our circumstances. And at the very least, it opens our eyes to see what he is trying to do through our circumstances. It helps us to see properly. Bible says in Proverbs 16:1 and following, The preparations of the heart of man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. When we take the time to pray, we can see what God is doing for us, how he is providing us. It allows our hearts and minds to focus on what God is doing in our lives. It allows our works to be committed unto the Lord. It allows us to see things as we ought to see them. It removes those barriers, those mental barriers that the world, our flesh, and other things cloud our mind with. When we take the time to just sit at the feet of Jesus and pray, it helps us to see clearly and follow him. There is peace in knowing what God wants you to know. This peace of his presence is far more real for those who act out in faith and prayer. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, 7 and following, But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charities among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Watch unto prayer. Be faithful. Allow God to work in your heart and life. You want that peace? You want to have that peace of knowing God is going to work through your situation? Go to Him in prayer. Allow God to speak to you. Take the time to speak to Him. What you need in order to have the peace of God that He promises is simply continue in prayer, trusting in what He'll do. This is practicing the presence of God in our lives. We know He's there. We need to act like it, and we need to treat it as the truth that it is, and go to Him in prayer. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7 and following, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what manner there is of you, whom if a son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Our God is good. He knows what is best. And those good things, those things that He freely wants to give to each and every one of us, is found through prayer. Be persistent in your prayer. Don't give up. Knock, seek, look. When you're faced with the difficulties of life, when you're in that situation, you just don't know what to do, go to God in prayer. Knock, seek, listen. God will speak to you. He loves you more than a father loves his son. And if you're a parent and you have children, you know what that love is like. And God says, if you being evil know how to give good things to your children, how much more your Heavenly Father? God is good to us, and He wants to provide for us. But He wants us to be faithful in prayer, to ask, to help us with our situations. The Lord is ever present with us, and He delights in answering His children through prayer. However, we must be persistent in our prayers. We must continue in them day and night. It must be part of our practice. It must be part of who we are. Then there is the power of right thinking. The Bible says the following in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." There's a lot out there in this world that's trying to cloud our mind. The devil wants you discouraged. The world wants you to doubt. Your flesh wants you to do what you want to do. All these things try to cloud our mind. And you know what the Word of God says? It says, think on these things. Don't allow these things to enter your mind. Don't allow them to stay there. Choose what you think about. Remove those doubts. Remove those lies and think on these things. What are some things that we can think upon? Think upon that what is true. Turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we'll begin reading in verse 13. Ephesians chapter 6. In verse 13, the Bible says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." There is power in following truth. There is power in thinking upon truth. Thinking about what does the Word of God have to say. Let that be what is girded about your loins. Let that be what motivates you. Let that be what guides you. What does God's word have to say? We know that Jesus' presence is true. We know that we can go to Him in prayer. But He has given us things found in His word to guide us and direct us. And those things we need to think upon. We need to think upon the truths of the Word of God. And we need to live according to that truth. Follow that which is true. Live according to the truth of God's word. Think on the honest. The Bible says in Romans 13:12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. What does it mean to think honestly, or to think upon that which is honest? It's to think, to live, and to guide our lives like the Lord Jesus Christ would have us to live them. Don't live according to your flesh. Don't live according to what you want to do. Live your life as Jesus would have you live it. Follow in his footsteps. Then there is thinking on those things that are just, thinking on those things that are pure. The Bible says when it comes to pure things, in 2 Peter 3:1, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. Think upon what is pure is learning not to think after your own lust. But thinking about what God wants you to think about. What is pure? Not following your heart. The Bible says in Mark 7:20 and following, he said, that which cometh out of the heart of man, that defileth the man. For within are the heart of man proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. What is it to think upon that which is pure? It's simply not allowing your heart to cloud your mind with the evil that it wants to cloud it with. All these evil things, these desires, they can cloud our mind. They can lead us astray. They can lead us in the wrong way. And the Bible says what you need to do is not think upon these things, but think upon things that are pure. In this passage of Scripture, there's many more things to focus on. But what I want you to understand is simply this. God wants you to think upon things that are right. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think upon these things. Look at things in the proper perspective. Take control of the situation. Let your mind think upon what God wants you to think about. And don't let your mind wander and think upon things you should not be thinking about. Seems like a very simple thing to do. But God says this is what we need to do. It needs to be a part of our daily practice. It needs to be part of our daily life. We need to put our minds where they belong. Choose what you think about. Choose what stays up there in your mind. Choose what you're focusing on. Think on these things. And finally, and I'll be done, there is the power of doing. Philippians 4:9, the Bible says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Paul says, I've practiced this. I put this to the test. I can tell you right now, you live like I'm living, and you'll have the God of peace with you. You do what I just did, God's peace will be with you. Paul lived his life by example. He knew when he was in the jail that the Lord's return was imminent. He knew when he was in the jail the Lord was ever present with him. He knew when he was in jail he could speak to the Lord in prayer. He knew when he was in jail when those doubtful thoughts came into his mind. When his mind wasn't thinking right, he could choose what to think upon. He knew when he was in that situation, he could trust in his God. Paul was actively involved in prayer. He spoke to God on a daily basis. He trusted in God in each and every situation. Think upon the things that are right. Think in the light of the Scriptures, and don't let your circumstances cloud the truth. Don't look at your life and allow these heartbreaks, these things that come upon us as a result of sin. Don't allow these things to cloud your mind. Look at your your life through the lens of truth, and the God of peace shall be with you. Paul lived his life by example, and he followed the one we all need to follow, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 and following, "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples unto all those that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything." You followed us like we followed the Lord. You followed his example. You followed the truth. Continuing to follow the Lord, and his peace will be with you. These things do, and the God of peace will be with you. Let your life be real. Do what God wants you to do. The Bible says in Romans 16:17 and following, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they are such as serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." We want God's peace in our lives, and God has provided us that peace. You can have peace knowing God is present with you. If you know the Lord Jesus, you're not alone. God is with you. He'll never leave you, forsake you. He is ever present with you. You have the joy and the privilege, if you are going through circumstances beyond your control, you can go to the Lord in prayer. The Lord is there to hear you. He's there to help you. We have the opportunity and we have the privilege of choosing what we're going to think upon. Thinking about what is right. Thinking about our life through the lens of Scripture. Not allowing anything else to cloud our minds, but thinking upon that which is right, that which is true. And if we do these things, if we put this to the test, the God of peace will be with you. We just need to take the time so many times when we're in those circumstances just to stop and pause and reflect who it is we serve. And that we're never alone. And God is there to help us. And we just need to simply talk to him and think upon what he is doing in our life. We all need the peace that God can provide us. This comes by rejoicing in the Lord. This comes by doing what he has told us to do in his word. If we practice this, if we follow Paul, and we follow the Lord Jesus Christ in this practice, the God of peace will be with us. God will give us peace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you for the promises we find in your word. Lord, I pray you'd help each and every believer, even at this moment in time, Lord, to reflect upon your presence and what you're doing in our lives. Lord, help each and every one of us to always look to you and continue to speak to you in prayer. And Lord, reflect upon what you're doing in our life. Help us to think upon those things which are right, and help us to do these things that you've told us to do in your word. Lord, I pray that you just help each and every one of us to practice this. Again, I pray this evening, if there's someone here that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, this is not for them. They can only have such things that they first know you as their personal Lord and Savior. I pray you'd work in their heart and bring them to that place of repentance. Again, we just pray in everything you be honored and you be glorified. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Marr, for the message tonight. The peace of God, you can't describe it, you can't explain it. It's beyond our understanding, but it's there, it's present, and it's very real, and God's at work in our life, and we're grateful for that wonderful peace. 200 and